My uncle used to be a really stingy bastard, and all he would do is he would never drink the entire Viagra. He would just lick it. Once he got a hard on, he would put it away. If it started going down, he'll lick it again, but never drink the whole Viagra. That's what my uncle used to say.
Well, did he do that in front of you, or?
That's why I remember it.
The Shell Show, now streaming on Stitcher Radio. Log on to Stitcher.com for details. And my guest co-host is what I want to say, pretty hilarious. He had me already rolling right when I looked at him because he looks like the Mexican Joe Rogan.
The Mexican Joe Rogan. Fat, yeah. Mexican Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I'm joined by Richard Villa of RichardVilla.com. And go check out all of his shows. Just log on there. Richard, what's up, dude? How's it going?
What's up? What's going on, turtle? Yeah, it's funny. You show up naked to one man's house, he gets freaked out.
I know, but not this house, obviously. I was like, I didn't know it was that kind of party. And I got naked till I got out of my shell.
Yeah.
It was very high class, I will say.
Exactly.
Did it sound weird? Because like I was trying to push upon my mom. She made some chile verde, and
yeah.
So like, you know, I wasn't trying to like, hey, you're Mexican, so you must like chile verde.
No, that's exactly what you implied. That's exactly what you were implying. Hey, you're Mexican, right, Richard? You eat chile verde. Like, you're trying to test my manhood. How much chile can I put in this till he starts crying and I can call him out on the air? I was like, dude, that's messed up. That's why I didn't try. I knew this was a trick. Right? Anything could have been, hey, do you like a Perrier? I love Perrier. So why didn't you offer me a Perrier? No, he said, you want a Bud Light and chile verde? I'm like...
What? I did offer you a Modelo, too, to be fair.
Yeah, but real Mexicans drink Bud Light. That's all. It's funny. You go to Mexico, they don't like Mexican beer. They, you know what my uncle asked me? I said, what do you want me to bring you for Christmas? He said, Bud Light. He wanted Bud Light. I was like, ugh, that's the worst.
What are you talking about? It's the most delicious drink of all mankind. I love it.
Bud Light. Not until they sponsor this show, then I'll love Bud Light.
I like the way you think.
There you go. Till then, you know what? I'll drink muddy water before I drink Bud Light.
Patui, that's what I say. Now, which what I find even more ironic is that you're Mexican and you have a mechanical engineering degree, right?
Exactly. Why? Because it was free, people. When you're Mexican and you live in California, that's why we sneak in, because it's free college. All you have to do is keep your grades up and they'll give you a free ride. That and my mom kicked me out. You know, you can only have 18 people living in one bedroom home. So I had a choice, go to college or, you know, get a job. And I wanted to keep on partying. So I went to college, got a degree, got out of college. And a year after getting out of college, I jumped into comedy, man. I really enjoyed it. It's a high every time you get on that stage.
Tell me about that, because like every comedian that I run into or I talk with or that come do the co-hosting on the show, they seem to have this like really religious experience towards comedy. It's a calling, you know. What was it like that for you? Or
You know what? I had it for many years. Like when I was a kid, you understand? Like my dad was a drunk. So when I was four, and yeah, exactly, when you're one of six or seven kids, and your dad wakes you up, the only one that he wakes up to tell nasty Pepito jokes, like little Johnny Dirty jokes. Like my dad would wake me up. I'm 4 years old. He would wake me up at 3 a.m. because the bar's already closed, so they needed entertainment. He would sit me in the top of his LTD Ford. And give me a beer, give me a cigarette, and have me tell these nasty Pepito jokes. And they would react. Like, these grown men were laughing at me. And I loved it. At the age of 16, I confessed to my parents, I'm going to become a comedian.
Well, they say, pendejo.
Estás pendejo. A ver si con eso paga la renta, güey. And they were like, are you a fucking moron? You're not going to pay rent with your jokes. Yeah. So there went my dream. Once I got out of college, I was making my own money. I decided, you know what? I'm going to do comedy. And my dad, reminded me again, you're not going to pay the fucking rent with your fucking jokes. Thank God and whatever, higher power went and blessed me. And now, 2 years after I started comedy, 3 years after I started comedy, I got picked up by MTV to do a show, the Chico and Guapo show on MTV.
Yeah. You're living one of my fantasies, and that is being a cartoon. I've always wanted to be a cartoon. I'm actually in the beginning stages of making my own cartoon, my own DJ Turtle cartoon. But like, you're living the dream, man. Everybody wants to be a cartoon.
Oh yeah. Cause you never die. That's the beauty of it. You're a cartoon. it was great. Working with Orlando Jones and then working on MTV. That was a big schooling for me, because it was my first experience as a writer, as doing voiceovers for the show. And even though it only lived for that season, it really opened a lot of doors for like the Homies Hip Hop show after that. I produced a couple of shows for LA TV, Mundos, the Mass Comedy series that we did there. So it was really eye-opening. But the best part was going to my dad and going like, fuck you, look at that, I'm making money now. I bought a house.
People are paying for my jokes.
Exactly. So that's when he jumped on the bandwagon. He said, okay, I get it. So a lot of the listeners, man, if you're a young kid, or even if you're an old dude that doesn't have shit to do, try comedy, man. If that's really what you want to do, it's not that hard. People are like, that's so hard. No, just got to apply yourself to it.
What do you have to do? You just have to get up there and just be funny. Oh, very easy. Hey, what's up? Laugh at me. No.
I mean, I'm not saying it's for everybody. But, if you think you have it, I encourage you, go out there and do it, man. How many times are you in the backyard with your boys and you're the funniest guy there? And when that's the case, you can, as long as you do it more and more often, you'll get so comfortable that you're just yourself out there. That's really what people want to know, who you really are. And I lived a really fucked up childhood. Like, you know how kids complain, I didn't have a dad. I wish I didn't have a dad. That's what fucked me up, because I had a fucked up dad. Try living with some abusive piece of shit. There you go.
So what are your real thoughts?
Exactly. But see, that's what makes it funny, because people go, oh, shit, at least my life's not that fucked up. You know what I mean? You give them that.
Yeah, when I go out and I'm talking with my friends and, I'm making them laugh, I'm like, dude, I think I could do this. I think I could be a comedian. But then what gets me back to reality is like, nobody knows my friends. I only tell jokes that are like inclined to things that have happened to us, and things that like only like, you know, only inside jokes that only we know about, no one's going to fucking know anything.
No. But you know what? If the comedic timing is there, you get it. You got it. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, but you got to be really honest. I think there's been a moment since the last year, the past year, that I've really changed my comedy. My comedy was more like, hey, ¿qué pasó? ¿Cómo está? Very George Lopez-ish. And I didn't like it. I got so bored with those jokes because it wasn't me. Now I go up and I talk about my experiences with having an ex-wife that was a Border Patrol agent. You gotta understand, when I was 10, I was snuck into this country dressed as Dracula.
Nice.
And the back of that Ford LTD. You know what I mean? I am
was
not.
It, so it was during Halloween?
Yeah, Halloween. So this is how it worked. So my Uncle Hugo had what you call the celula. And if real beaner, like Mexican, like Home Depot Mexicans, know what I'm talking about. Celula is that ID that they give you when you live at the border and you can cross every day. So my uncle had one of those. So when we get to the border, I'm in the back seat and I'm dressed like Dracula, October 31st. And he gets to the border. He says, where are you going? And my uncle said, right here. I take him right now, trick or treating a little bit, bring him back. Bullshit. We never went back. Like for 3 months, that's all I knew how to say was trick or treat, trick or treat. What's your name?
He's just teaching me, teaching you.
That's all I knew how to say in English. Trick or treat, trick or treat. A fat little Mexican. So, guys, if you ever want to sneak in relatives into this country, do it October 31st. Dress them up as a Halloween character. It doesn't matter. They'll let you come.
As long as they're American Halloween characters.
Like, yeah. Of course.
Chapulín Colorado. It's like, oh, come on.
Hey, come on, buddy. Get the hell back. He's a bandito. Whatever. Get your bandito ass back.
I'll tell you what. Right now, we are going to go speak with Adam Smith from Invisible Hand. We're going to talk with him. And we're going to have more with Richard Viet, richardviet.com. But first, we're going to listen to a song. This is the first song off of their self-titled album. And the song is called, are you ready? It's called Two Chords.
Two Chords.
Yeah.
There's a song you can play with two chords?
Well, there might be a third. There's a little controversy right now.
All right. I'm going to question that. I need to listen to this.
We'll have more right here on the End of the Shell Show. It is the End of the Shell Show, and we are now joined by Adam Smith from Invisible Hand. Adam, what's up, dude? How's it going?
Oh, hey, what's up? It's going great.
Yeah, we just listened to your song, Two Chords, and that's the opener off of your self-entitled album. That song is fucking bananas. I listened to it, and the thing about that song that I really liked is that it is so simple. Like, when you were done with that song, were you thinking, shit, it shouldn't be this easy to write a song?
Well, that was sort of it. I definitely listened to it and thought, well, maybe I should add a bridge, maybe, I don't know, something else. But, I mean, the whole point of the song is just to be two chords, and, you know, inevitably, I couldn't do that. I couldn't restrain myself enough, so I added a third in there.
Snuck it in.
And, I mean, it's just like, I have such a hard time writing simple songs that was actually a big, big stretch for me to do that, and to feel like, oh, I actually, like, accomplished a simple song. I don't know, so... It's bizarre. So it's one of my favorite songs on the album too, but it's just bizarre. So
now let's talk about this album. It's not like traditional, like in any sense of the way, as far as like you don't structure your stuff like verse, chorus, verse, song type thing. You completely just said, no, fuck that. I'm going to do it my way, my style. And it sounds like because of that, like the album just sounds so fun. Like, I was listening to it, and I was just like, damn, like, this guy's really having a good time creating this album and music right now. Was that the case?
Yeah, well, I feel like with the songwriting, it's just, it's sort of, I don't know, it's a very almost linear approach where you just start going, and then you build up momentum, and you just continue going, and then that leads to something else, and... You know, occasionally you'll find yourself back to a chorus or whatnot, and then maybe you depart to something different, and that's just, I don't know, it's probably a product of my ADD, but it is a lot of fun because it really, really showcases my inability to think straight.
Yeah. Now, you actually printed out 500 vinyl albums. Are they all sold, and are you going to send me one or what? Let's get some free shit.
Well, do you want one?
Hell yeah.
I'll totally send you one.
Hell yeah.
Well, shit, yeah. I have a few left. We printed about 500, and I'd say we have about 100 left. So
to get them while they're
this
hot.
This one with your name on it. So
nice. Yeah. Nice. What can people do to get that album? On vinyl?
They can go to funnynotfunnyrecords.com and you can buy the vinyl there. If you also are of the digital ilk, then you can go to iTunes. But be aware that the vinyl actually has a download code in it.
Okay.
So,
cool.
So you can get the best of both worlds.
I love it. I'll tell you what, we're going to get a little even better in the world because we're going to hear another song off of your self-titled CD or album. I don't know. I still call album CDs, you know, like I still have that connotation.
I prefer to call them albums anyways. I feel like that's the more like that's the true effort. That's like
the true essence.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to listen to There's Room in My Will, and then we're going to have more with Adam Smith. And, of course, our great guest, we got Richard Villa in the house.
Hello, Adam. Hi. I left you a nice message in Spanish. I hope you get it later.
I look forward to listening.
All right, well, really, really quick, why do you call it, what is it, Invisible Hand?
Yeah, Invisible Hand.
Why do you guys call yourselves Invisible Hand?
My name is Adam Smith, and it was one of the most obvious name choices that we just kind of had to go with it. I feel like it not only has a nice ring to it, but it has a sort of a wider implication as far as like this era that we're in and all that, but you know, mostly it's just a weird coincidence.
that's a bummer. I thought it was because of masturbating, and you guys do it a lot. But all right, well,
no, that's
I really thought that was the answer I was looking for. That was the answer I was looking for. But okay, I guess that'll do.
that's our second album. We're just calling it.
Okay, right now, let's take a listen to that song right here on the air. It is the End of the Shell Show, joined by Adam Smith and, of course,
Richard Villa. Hello, guys.
In the hizzy. Mm-hmm. And we just touched on it right before we broke, and that was that Invisible Hand. You gave your dissertation on what it was. Do you believe in Bigfoot? Do you believe in Bigfoot? Like, I'm just... Because Invisible
Hand...
Oh, man,
I totally believe in Bigfoot. Completely. Yeah.
And the Tooth Fairy, too?
I mean, isn't it obvious? I mean, all the signs point to obvious Sasquatch. I mean, what would the world be without Bigfoot anyways? Yeah. It would be dull and boring. And
I think it's Elvis, and he just got hairy. That's all. Really? I don't think it's... There's no Bigfoot.
You don't think that there could be some
I think white people just invented that to have something. You know what I mean? No, that's it. That's all. I mean, how boring. Where's usually the sightings in Bigfoot? These middle America small towns, they have nothing else going. They're like, you know what? Let's make a Bigfoot. Like, we'll sell T-shirts.
Is the Chupacabra our Bigfoot?
The Latinos, Chupacabra, we made it so we can sell American T-shirts and make a new movie. That's all.
Who'd win in the ultimate battle, Chupacabra or Bigfoot?
If Chupacabra got a green card and was allowed to come into the States, maybe he would have a fighting chance. But nah, I think Bigfoot still has it.
So. What do you think, Adam?
I would say Bigfoot. I'm sort of in the Bigfoot camp.
Yeah, we're going to have to agree to disagree maybe then.
Yeah.
Is Adam Smith your real name? I mean, you seem like...
It sounds like
generic.
Like Adam Smith. Why? Because I have child support. I want them to find me.
I thought about, changing my name to something a little more flashy, something like Smith, something like Adam Smith. You know, just like has a nice little ring to it. You know, it's just like, as opposed to my real name, which is Fernando Miguel.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna listen to more from your self-titled album. Right now, we're gonna listen to "Don't Wait for the Third Eye," and we'll have more with Adam Smith, and of course, we'll have more with Richard.
Yeah, and I'm gonna come up with a song called "The Brown Eye."
We'll be right back right here on the other show.
Steal gold to make you rich before you're old, and hibernate as your life unfolds. Make the choice, but never decide. Ride your goals till sun resides. Kill the way that obstructs the way. Oh yeah.
It is the End of the Shell Show, joined by Richard Villa and, of course, Adam Smith from Invisible Hand. And I wanted to say, are you just enjoying the singing and the writing process right now? Just because, like, this last album that you did, it just felt so, like, and it's funny because I'm like, wow, like, this album must have felt so rewarding for you just because the way it came out and the way it sounded and just kind of how happy it was. Do you find it even more harder now to write, or is that still a new process for you?
Well, actually, I'm on to a totally new process right now. I've been listening to a lot more experimental minimalist composers like Terry Riley and Philip Glass, and so the whole, like, songwriting thing is sort of changed for me in that. Because I'm listening to all these, like, strange influences, I'm having a lot more fun now, even, to sort of integrate some of these ideas and all this, like, experimental music and a lot of drone music into maybe more of a pop context. And it's really exciting right now because I don't know the first thing about doing that, but it's just this whole, like,
I love it how he knows.
Figuring it out process.
He's like, this shit ain't working. I gotta change it. I'm still broke. I gotta change this. I gotta make some money. Let me ask you this. Do you ever talk to your fans and your fans start complaining and tell you, why are you changing your style? Why are you changing this? Do you ever get that from your fans?
No, I think most of the fans are actually pretty receptive to, if we ever showcase a new song, they're like, wow, that's a departure, but I like it. So I've never heard any negative comments about that.
Try a mariachi band. Try a mariachi
band. Either they're just lying to my face, or they truly believe it. So.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about, we just heard Don't Wait for the Third Eye. And what's that song about? Is that about DMT?
Well, it's got it definitely has some alludes to some drug references and whatnot. A lot of my songs tend to, it came about because it was a to do list, and I was I guess just writing down all the things that I should and should not do in a grand scheme of things as I was writing my grocery list as well. So interspersed with, like, you know, buying milk, it was, oh yeah, don't sleep with whores.
Yeah. Why not?
You know,
the ones that are usually giving it up.
It's still the whole protection thing, you know, it's like, I mean, if you use a condom, you know, that's one thing, but, you know. I guess I should have, you know, specified, maybe made it more specific. So, like, that, I mean, don't wait for your third eye because, I don't know, you'd probably just be disappointed.
How high were you when you wrote this?
Yeah.
Like, how high were you? Like, you don't have to really tell me, just scale 1 to 10. Is it a 9? Like, were you really...
How high was I?
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'd say maybe.
Did I touch it?
I think. I can't remember.
I'm messing with you. Of course not. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Smith never promotes drugs. He never does any drugs. Ladies and gentlemen,
the drug he prefers is cooking. You like cooking, right?
Cooking, right? Baking and cooking.
Oh, I love cooking. Yeah.
There you go.
There it is. We figured it out. what's next for Invisible Hand?
We're actually heading to Austin. We're going to South by Southwest in March. We have a big tour planned for that. And we just finished making a music video for Two Chords. Nice. So that should be happening around in a couple of weeks, I guess. It's just in the editing process right now. So once we get all the nitty-gritty out, we actually ended up having probably 4 hours of footage for that 4-minute song.
Yeah.
So we'll have the DVD with the outtakes.
The extended version.
The cooking version. Yeah.
And, so everybody, it can just get drilled into everybody's head, Two Chords over and over again. So.
Cool. Where can people reach you and the band?
You can reach me. You can call me. My number is 555. But really, if people do want to reach me, you can email me. You can email me at trog.rock@gmail.com. I actually am a lot better with email than I am phones because, I don't know.
That's just the way it works sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, it works for Mike Jones. Mike Jones would say his phone number on the air. He didn't care. He just promoted his new CD.
What's that?
Mike Jones, the rapper Mike Jones. Mike Jones. And he
Mike
would say,
Jones. Mike
oh,
Jones.
Yeah. Who's Mike Jones?
Yeah, exactly. See, you know who's Mike Jones because he says it in every song.
Dude, that's what you should do, Adam. Yeah. You should say your name in every
Adam
single
Smith.
Song.
and say your number, 555-8899.
Wait, who are we listening to again?
Adam Smith.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. We're gonna play a few more songs, but we're gonna let you go, and then after that we're gonna put Richard in the celebrity corner, but go out and buy Invisible Hand stuff. We're gonna have a link on enterthesheld.com so you can get this album that's just like amazing, and I really can't say enough about it. It really kept me in a good mood, and I was drinking too, so that kind of helped too, but The album is amazing.
It's great for cooking, guys. If you're going to cook, you want his CD.
Thanks so much for having me on the show.
All right. Cool. Stay on the line. I'm going to talk to you while we play the song Vegetables, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, more to come right here on the the Shell Show, joined by comedian Richard Villa. RichardVilla.com is where you can find him and all of his comedy stylings. You can be a fan of his Facebook, Twitter, MySpace.
Everything.
Everything's right there. And I like that about your website. You know, some people's websites, they're like kind of, they have all this information. You're just like, look, I know the way the web works. Here are my links. These are where more than likely we're going to, like, conversate.
Exactly.
So just go there.
Exactly. And then if you go to my website, it's I've set it up so it's very entertaining. I mean, it's hours and hours of stuff. Like, I have a production company, Zula Entertainment. that I was working, and I produced ten feature films, and they're all posted there. If you want to see me dressed like a cholo, a paisa, whatever you want to see, you can literally sit on my website and go through like 10, 12 hours of just material and movies and stand-up specials that I've done and clips from my show it's airing right now on Mundo's Latino 101. The first season's on there if you guys want to check it out. A lot of my work, the Chico and Guapo show, I'm going to post it up pretty soon.
Please do, because I really want to
You'll really enjoy that. I'm going to post all the stuff, all the work that I've ever done on television or on video, it's there. So if you wanted to see a movie and say, does he really produce a movie? Go there. You can click on it. I produced that movie. I'm acting in those movies. A lot of my friends are on there. So you can check it out.
Now, you've been proclaimed as the new generation of, you know, the leader for the new generation of Latino comics, right? How does that come about? Is it some sort of electoral process? Who do you know? Who did you sleep with? Tell me.
I slept with one of the cartel dealers, and I'm just kidding.
That easy,
Oh, that's terrible. You shouldn't even mention cartel dealers, because then they'll all come after you. The way it works is just you put in your time, you work hard, and I don't think I'm a leader or any sort of that. I just worked hard and started producing my own shows. This is the thing, is a lot of these comics think just because they're funny, things just going to fall on their lap, and it doesn't work that way. We're in a world where a YouTube clip can make you famous, okay? Justin Bieber, that's it. You know what I mean? The kid just puts his clips on YouTube, gets all these hits, and of course, Usher sees a money cow and says, I'm going to bring him with me. You know, I'm going to make cash off of this kid. That's all you need. But see, it's the
hustle.
Would
you work with Justin Bieber?
I'll work with the devil. I don't care.
Damn!
I don't care. I'll start dancing, back dancing with Justin Bieber. I'll be his back dancer. I don't care. I'll be his bodyguard. But what I'm saying is, in terms of comedy, a lot of these guys think that they earned it just because they've been in the game forever. No, it's something that you earn because of the hard work you put in. Mm-hmm. You get as much back as much you put in. So if you think things are just going to come to you because you think they're owed to you because you've been in the business for so many years, you'll be broke. You'll live your life entirely just being broke. There is no hierarchy. I will work with anybody, and there's no ego in me. Like, I don't, you know what my ego is? Taking care of me, my family, my friends. If I can do that, I'm good. And if I can still keep doing the job I love to do and not have to get a real job, then I'll do it forever. You know, so I don't care. I've seen so many douchebag celebrities, so I don't need to be one of them.
I love that you're so, like, real. That's cool. I'm real, too, to an extent. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, people. We're going to make out now.
Yeah. Like, we're in love. No. Yeah. Let's get into the celebrity corner. And we're going to talk about Christina Applegate. Are you a big Married with Children fan, or were you ever?
You know what? When she first started, she had that bleached, blonde, dirty hair. Oh, I don't know. Trailer
were you
trash.
Really?
I love that. It looked dirty to me, and I'm like, oh.
I was not attracted to her at all during I was,
that, yes. Now I'm like, isn't she like missing a boob or something?
She's missing somewhat of a boob, I would say. Boob. Yeah. They did some like surgery on her or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know if they put like a new one in. So like, but like, does she, are her tits like 1.5% fake? Maybe.
Now, does she get a pay cut for that? Do you pay her less?
I think you pay her more because there's a defect with her, and people are going to be looking to see
if they
check it out. You know, I would.
I would. Yeah, you're right. I would, you know, spread a Playboy just to see. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Half a tit. And it's awesome. You know?
We're going to hell.
Nice and
I
tight,
swear to God, we're going to go to hell.
No. Well, at least we'll know each other.
Exactly.
Know?
And it's warm. So.
Yeah. She just had a kid, though. She welcomed the baby girl into the world.
Just had a kid? How old is she? Like 58?
She's like 63. No, she's not that old. I mean, she's like 40, I want to say, maybe. 40 is the new 30, though.
I do 30. I do 40. I don't care. Christina Applegate. Are you kidding me? Jeez.
You're like, my penis does not discriminate whatsoever.
I would bleach your hair again.
Are you a fan of The Hills?
No. I hate The Hills. I see it on TMZ and all the douchebags running around. And, oh, God, this is exactly what I'm talking about. How many really struggling artists that are actors are out there moneyless, homeless, running around with no money, but yet these guys from The Hills, they go, oh, my God, I hate you. No, I'm going to hate you. I mean, they're famous. How does that make you feel as an artist? that you went to Juilliard. And now this guy's making 10 times more money than you are, and you're sitting in your mom's basement going like, nobody loves me. And you're a great actor. Well, guess what, fucker? New time, new world. That's it.
Is that sadden you, though?
Like, it saddens me at the same time. It does a fair playing field for everybody. So, I mean, this is the thing. Is just like we survived as humans, there were the Neanderthals, there were the humans, and what happened? Human beings survive because they knew how to adapt. You gotta adapt. Listen, if you're from Juilliard and you're a great actor, guess what? Get off your fucking ass. Get off your lazy ass. Grab a video camera. Start doing YouTube clips, you lazy piece of shit. Listen, if that guy from the hills can be famous, you can be famous too. But you gotta go out there and be more outrageous than the other guy. That's it. Get find out what people want to hear and want to see and do it. That's all. Like, you know, out of the show on, right?
Yeah.
That's it. We come, we talk about Christina Applegate's titty. That's what I'm talking about. That'll get
real.
Ratings. That's real. That'll get ratings.
Well, now let's talk about Ricky Gervais. Did you check him out when he hosted? What did he host? He hosted the Golden Globes.
Who again?
Ricky Gervais.
What does he do?
He was like the creator of The Office. And
okay, I know. I'm really bad man with names. I'm sorry. I know exactly who he is. I just saw his special too on HBO. He had a great special on there.
The man's on fire.
Yeah. No, I didn't see the show, but I know he's very talented, man. I mean, and that's a perfect example. I mean, if you see his special, he talks about a dirty joke on his special. And it's a personal story, and that's what I want to hear. When we talk about stand-up comedians that we were talking about earlier, is that's a guy that took a personal story, and it was tragic because he felt like shit. You really got to see the special to understand what I'm talking about. Is he felt like shit when he did a dirty joke in front of people that nobody got it, and it was really a fucked up joke. But he was being honest, and that's the envelope you really have to push nowadays. You've got to be as honest as possible with your material.
And it worked out for him because now the Golden Globes have invited him back. Now, before they were saying, no, we're, you know, this
too
guy,
edgy.
Too edgy, he lashed out on all of our celebrities.
Exactly. Exactly. But you know why they call him back?
Because
people loved
it.
Mm-hmm. Because people love the realness. Like, talk shit. I mean, I know some people get uncomfortable, but you know what? If the shoe fits, wear it and wear it with pride, fucker. Mm-hmm. That's all. I mean, if he's calling you out on something, then guess what? Too bad. You are a douchebag. That is it.
And if you can't laugh at yourself, then you are a douchebag.
Exactly. And I'm glad they're calling him back. Hell yeah. I think he's one of the most honest comics out there, man.
Do you want to be as honest as him, or if not more? Now you have to be more, right?
More. I have to see. You understand? He set the bar. Now I have to go over that bar if I'm going to be more successful than he
is. How do you do that?
You come up with weird. You really sit in your house, and you sit there, and where did my daddy touch me? And make it a joke.
Wow.
Like, as fucking deep, as fucked up as that is, if you can find that joke where you talk about sodomizing little kids, and that's, by the way, that's the worst shit you can do. But if you can find something funny there, there's sick individuals out there that will become your clan, your cult, and they will follow you everywhere you go because you made that shit funny. And that is fucked up, by the way. Now, I'm not saying you go do it either. There's probably some asshole in this room going like, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to be famous.
No, please don't tell me you're doing that.
No, not yet, but I am starting with animals.
I knew it.
Pete is going to call me. I can't believe it.
Like, well, animals can't talk, you know. So it's totally
that's why I'm starting with animals.
Brilliant. You're a brilliant man. Let's get into the artist of the week. Here are the clues. Let's see if you can guess who the artist of the week is. This is a singer-songwriter, and they were born in Neptune, New Jersey, which was the name of the first solo album.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She has a sophomore album that's set to launch February 8th. Got any ideas yet?
Okay.
Her songs were featured in commercials for Old Navy and American Express.
Jessica Simpson?
No.
Okay. Tyler Swift?
No.
Richard Villa? RichardVilla.com? RichardVilla.com? No.
I love that you're a whore.
Fuck yeah. Go ahead.
You're my kind of guy. I'll tell you what. Tune in Friday. Check out the blog section and see who's claiming that the party's over. Maybe don't tell anyone. And also, since you're there on endoftheshow.com, you're perusing the articles. Check out the blog that we did for Richard's Sunday blessing. He is blessing the Super Bowl. Now,
nice.
Yeah, because that's what we do. We bless major events.
So you put me on a day where nobody gives a shit because they're watching the Super Bowl. Thanks a lot.
Well, I figured all your hardcore fans would tune in. And,
Oh, gosh. Because Mexicans will follow you and say, oh, no, no, no. Turn off the Super Bowl. Let's listen to Richard. You kidding me? They're not going to give a shit.
Well, I'm hoping they are, damn it. No. And if they don't, well, then fuck them. No, okay. I'm just kidding. Let's give out some shout-outs. Shout-outs go out to Ralph Figueroa. Thank you so much, Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph's a good guy.
Yeah, friend him on Facebook, facebook.com/handsomedevilcomic. And then, become a Twitter fan or tweet with him. And I'll have all the links for him on entertheshout.com, so don't you worry. Some other shout-outs go to Tara Malcolm and Thomas Horning. Another special shout-out goes to Zsa Zsa Gabor. She might be on her deathbed, or she might have already died by now. I don't know. But last I found out, they rushed her to the hospital because she was, I think, throwing up blood or something like that. I heard reports.
Yeah, I heard the ambulance got pulled over and she slapped the cop. And said, I need to get to the hospital.
Why are you pulling me over, darling?
Exactly. Do you know who I am? So she slapped him with a colostomy bag. And that's the shit, man. That's the shit. When you can do that, slap a cop with a colostomy bag, you know you're the shit.
Do you have any shout-outs that you would like to give out?
I would like to give out shout-outs to, everybody that comes on to the shows, Refright Fridays. We do the Refright Comedy Tour that we do Ontario, Brea, all the improvs. You guys can check them out. Also, feel free, if you have comments, I have this new bit I'm working on, and I'm going to post it up on my Facebook. It's called The Fucked Up Mexican Decision. If you're really curious about this,
does it have to do with tequila?
Yeah.
It would have to,
but it has to do with an accordion.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you want to see the funniest shit you ever seen, go to my Facebook, look at Fucked Up Mexican Decision. It's like the Jeff Foxworthy, you know you're a redneck when, but I do it with an accordion, and it's the fucked up things that every Mexican thinks before they fuck up. There's music that plays in their brain, and I play with the accordion. So white people might think, why are the Mexicans doing that? Why are they barbecue in front of their yard? You'll see the bit, you'll understand. Why are they drinking and driving? You'll see why we do it, all right? Why aren't they paying child support? You'll see all that. All of that will be explained in that joke, so they can check it out.
Awesome. So we'll have the link to your Facebook, and of course,
yes,
all the links are on richardvia.com.
Yes.
Go there, stalk him, cyberstalk him, if you will. Right? You're into that.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to get into the moral of the show. I have the Demoralizer 3000, and I'm going to say a few words, and it'll tell us the moral of today's show.
Oh, morals.
Christina Aguilera, Chico y Guapo, Sayular, Invisible Hand, Border Patrol, Comedy, Animation, Bigfoot, and Colostomy Bag. That means it's done. Richard,
yes.
If you'll do me a favor,
yes,
and get that envelope, open it. I love that you opened it twice.
Nice. It's a big envelope.
Tell us the moral of today's show.
Hold on.
Anytime now.
Okay. Hold on. I just want to read it. Just open a bottle of wine with a shoe and a tube of mascara. Get on my level.
There it is.
That is the moral. Really?
Yeah, that's the moral of today's show.
Why do you have mascara?
Well, we'll talk about that off air.
Because that's why I was thinking, why would he even mix that?
Special thanks to Adam Smith. We're going to have the links for Invisible Band. Invisible Hand. We're going to have the links to there. And to the band as well. And to Richard Villa. We're going to have his links on entertheshell.com. Go there and, be involved. Get with it, for crying out loud. Thanks again, Richard Villa.
RichardVia.com. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here with you. Beautiful surroundings, by the way.
Right?
Beautiful surroundings, yes.
All right, we're going to leave you now with Invisible Hand and their song, Four Seasons. Go get their album. Until next time, we're out of here. Later. I make up on my pillow.
Hey, everybody, it's Richard Villa, and when I need to know what's latest news and music, I always listen to the Enter the Shell show. No? You kept saying the Enter the Shell
show. I know, but this is now for the website.
Oh, okay. So,
it's like now I'm logging on to enterthesshell.com.
Oh, okay. Enterthesshell.com. Okay. Yeah. Hey, everybody, this is Richard Villa, and when I need information on music or news, I always go to enterthesshellshow.com.
Enterthesshell.com.
Oh,
turn it around.
There you go. Enter the shell.
Anyway, turn the card around.
Okay. Enterthesshell.com. Enterthesshell.com. Okay, here you go. Ready?
For release this time.
For release. Hey, everybody, this is Richard Villa. When I need information on music or fans or artists, I always go to Enter the Shell Show. Enter the Shell. Okay, here you go. Hey, everybody, it's Richard Villa. When I need information on music, artists, movies, anything that has to do with movies. Entertainment, there you go.
Go.
Hey, everybody, it's Richard Villa. We want to...
This is take 343, by the way.
Hey, everybody, this is Richard Villa. When I need information on artists, music, movies, I always go to enterthesshell.com. Perfect. Okay, hold on. Ready? We do one in Spanish, too.
Enterthesshell.com. Thanks for distracting me.